This is Lauren, the supervisor you've requested. If I could just get a moment to get the account pulled up so that I can be of better assistance for you today.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you.
Not a problem. Just hang tight with me one moment here. What was that shipping address, please?
5614 Cajon Avenue in Buena Park, California, 90621.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
So let me just let it load here for a moment. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Right, so I'm showing here that there was an enter to win done for a Dyson vacuum, and you told the previous agent that you hadn't done that.
No.
That's what it would have been. You would have entered and paid like a $1 to $2 entry fee to have your name put into a drawing to win a Dyson vacuum, but it would have explained in the email that that also came with access to Bites Hub, our meal planning app, which is an app that designs custom meal plans for you based on what your caloric intake is, as well as foods you like. There's log journals and fitness videos and things of that nature in it as well. And you told the previous agent that that wasn't something that you had done.
Correct.
Right, so for a fraud investigation, what we would do is we would take all the information in the account, we would provide it to your local authorities, and they would be investigating the source of the charge, and where it came from, down to, the device that was used to place the order. In the interim, what we would do is go ahead and refund this for you and allow them to do whatever investigative work is required to locate where the charge source was placed.
Okay, that's no problem. I already reported to my credit card, so.
Have you filed a dispute?
No, because they said for to call you guys first and get the refund, and then if I can't get the refund, then to call them.
Right, I'm showing that this order was created through 3D Verify, which means that it was verified through your financial institution. So in that instance, you would actually have to go ahead and get it through your financial, the refund through your financial institution, because they would have had to have verified the charge before it was before it was credited to us. Do you not recall being reached out to about a charge that was being placed? Because it's showing here that that's what had occurred.
No, I didn't know it was charged. That's the funny thing.
All right, so in the instances where it was verified, any refunds would have to come through your financial institution, because they would have had to have verified it, with the
What do you mean by
cardholder.
verified? But what do you mean by verified it?
So before the charge was placed, it was verified through the financial institution. So the charge parameters were sent to the financial institution, and they would have had to have verified it with the cardholder before we could before it could be placed.
Well, they don't verify anything with me when something's charged.
That's just what it's showing here. When account says it's been verified, that means it's been verified through the financial institution. So any refund would have to come from them.
Okay, I don't. Okay, I either I'm not understanding or I'm saying that this was charged in error or whatever, fraud, whatever you want to call it. So in the beginning, you said you're going to refund until the investigation is done.
Yes, but because
Now, now,
I just saw here it says it at the bottom. I do apologize. I
it's
didn't
okay.
check before I had
It's
started
okay. I'm
speaking,
just
but
trying to
because
understand.
it says that it's been verified through your financial institution, any
But,
refund would have to come from them.
okay. But ma'am, just so you know, every charge that goes in there, it just goes through. It's not going to, they're not going to reject it. The only reason why it came up because I was looking at my, I checked my account and I saw a charge that I didn't make for that amount. So they're not going to. So when I called them, then they said to call you guys to get the refund. But if you're saying that, I'll call them back and tell them that you won't. You refuse to do it then, right?
Because they had to verify, yes, any refund would have to come through them. But the previous agent did get it
Okay.
canceled for you.
Okay. That's great. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you.